Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for that music, Silent Partner. It's how it began with the song you were listening to, and that's how it's going to begin today. I hope you're ready. Those of you that have been tuning into Psyche's Gone Wild know that we're back 2020. Here we go. Those of you at home, happy holidays. We're going to be having a little fun today. I've got a special guest star, and she's going to be coming in here in just a few moments. Those of you that are calling in, remember 516-453-6081. You guys wanted to have more weekend shows. Well, we're here. We're going to help as many as we can. We'll be giving many readings and then encourage you to go on and get that full reading by going to psychicjethro.com, getting that reading with me. You know, those of you know me, I was born with a gift. I've been doing this 30-some years and just really love the readings. And I welcome you. This is the only place to get the free readings. You can call the 516-453-6081 or send an email to jethrohelps@gmail.com and we'll get you on the line. You will be meeting Debbie Paul. Those of you, she's a very phenomenal person. We were very fortunate, the Psychics Gone Wild people, to run into this wild individual here in California. She is an angel reader. For those of you who've been asking, we've got a couple of emails that we'll be asking with Debbie, those of you who've asked us. And so those of you, bear with it and go with that. And we're going to be doing wild. The wild is we give you prizes that are coming in and calling and doing different things. We do need you to be able to contact us at psychicjethro.com. We are psychic, but we don't know your mail to send it to you. Sending it to you, one of the prizes today will be Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. This is my book, Awakening Your Intuition. This book is one of my pride and joys that I put together, different ways to read and sense your future and abilities. It's my workbook that I work with individuals that are coming to the classes, but it's a really good book to have in the house. It's a book that uses things around the house that you use, such as dice, dominoes, cards, and being able to read that. We have a couple of friends today that we're going, Jethro, we want you to do more of that Friday Psychic Circle prizes. And there will be. There's going to be two winners today that's going to be able to come and say it in the hottest, wildest psychic circle that we have going on WebEx so that you can see it no matter where you are in the country. Those winners will call out today from the individuals that are going to psychicjethro.com and putting in. If you've put in already, you can put in again. That gives you two chances. We have a lot of friends. We have a lot of people wanting to do this. Jethro, I've been hearing about it, and I've got to see some of these people. Well, I cannot right now see them unless you win the WebEx, but I can let you hear them, and we're going to bring in the wonderful, phenomenal angel reader, Debbie Paul. Debbie.
Hey, Jethro.
Hey, how's your weekend going? I know it's been a wild one here. We're having hot weather in California and cool weather. Is your day going all right?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. About the same down here, getting warm. So we have the air on and we're staying cool.
Thank you for coming in on a holiday and having this fun with some of our Psyche's Gone Wild followers. You guys that are hooking into it, make sure that you go on the right side and click so that you can get all the shows that are coming in. We'll be taking a few of those phone calls in just a minute. But first, we're going to look at a little bit of emails that have sent into Jethro Helps Gmail. I have to ask an angel reader this question. Well, you got the right person today that you wrote to. I have been having things go on for a while with energies of people back and forth. I get tingly feelings. I hear a little bit of noise. My mom, unfortunately, had passed away 2 years ago, and I am living in her house. Am I actually feeling my mom, or is it just my wishful thinking? Missing my mom. What do you feel, Debbie? Do you feel that those signs that she's hearing, the things moving and the, you know, things going on in the house, is her mom?
I do. With the closeness that you have with your mom, and it's the spirit and the angel's way of letting you know that they're with you. So they'll, you know, come in, they may make your lights flicker, you'll hear noises and things that are unusual, but it's not to worry. It's their way of letting you know that they're with you and they love you.
Thank you, Debbie. She's writing back. Thank you. I love your group. Just continue what you do. And I love my necklace. I want a Jasper Agate from you, Necklace Jethro, and it's just beautiful. Glad. I'm loving all you guys that are tuning in. We're going to be giving those prizes away in a few minutes. We've got Debbie here going wild. We've got more people coming in. Just sit back and let's get wild. We have another email here that is written in. I don't know why my baby has been told by three different psychics that they have an angel. They keep telling me the angel's there. My concern is they said it was the angel Raphael. I did some study on this. Raphael is the healing angel. My baby has a sense of humor, and he is right now going to be two in a couple of months. My question to the reader is my baby going to need the angel, or why is my baby having a healing angel watch over his shoulder? What do you feel, Debbie? Why is it Raphael?
Well, Raphael is more than just the healing angel, which is what he does. But he's also there, you know, in order to help protect and guide the child. And so the angel I wouldn't worry about any angel that was with your child, because they're there for a reason and they're there to help your child. So as long as you have that angel there, I would be happy with that, because everybody has an angel. You have your guardian angel, and then of course you have the archangels or other angels that come in periodically throughout your life as you need them. So there's a reason for Raphael to be there. And so when it's time for him to leave, he will go, but he's there to help your child. So if there's anything going on with your child, not to worry. Raphael is going to help. And just thank Raphael and thank him for coming in and being with you and your child.
Thank you, Debbie. We're listening here. We got a lot of you guys calling in. Hang on to those phones. They're bumping and going crazy as we're getting busier. That 516-453-6081. If you get all bumped out, call right back in. It's called Mercury's Wild, and we're here for you. I have a really good one here that they're writing in. Jethro, I listened to a show years ago with you and Dina, and I love the debate on men and women. If you're doing a healing, should you start at the top of the person's aura or at the bottom? I have done both. I am a Texas healer, and I do enjoy you guys' sense of humor. You made me laugh, Jethro. You brought up something very much personal to me about an animal, and that this person had at the time was working for the police department, and their dog was called home. I've listened to this in the archives many a time. You see, my German Shepherd recently passed away, and I think of it every time as the years were going, and she became a little sick and things were happening. Jethro, would you talk to us a little bit today about what you believe with the totems on that? I will. I do know that the animals come back and forth, just as Debbie and me are talking about. We have physical proof of it. My oldest brother was a good example. He passed away. I was working in Sedona, and he unfortunately had an untimely death in Colorado. The dog that me and him shared, a Cocker Spaniel named Dagwood, came through the energy and let me know while I was working. We had a dog that was in the psychic store where I worked there, Crystal Castle. He became alert and came upstairs to see, and here was the dog from the other side, Dagwood, looking in with me. What gave me the sign was the fact that I was able to see and feel and know with that energy, because my brother was with him, that he was telling me, you know, that he was with Dagwood, and Dagwood was letting me know that one of his masters was with him. I have had many experiences, and what I really reiterate is, you do sit down, take that time. You know, we're grieving that for loved person. You guys know my party Marty. Those of you guys on Facebook, he went with us this last trip to Sedona. He is part of the family. I can hear him when he's psychically ascending, receiving, just like I can with a human. Those of you know your animals. So sit down, do that work. Animals will come for different reasons. They're always over there, and they become part of your life as you go over to the lighter realm, as you know, you're passing. Debbie, have you ever had an animal that unfortunately has had something happen where you've had energies of them later?
Yes, absolutely. We have, you know, we've had some pugs, and we've lost, you know, one of our pugs, where we've lost two of them. But one of them comes to see me, and I know that because I can feel her on the bed. I feel like she's walking on the bed, but when I look, she's not there. So I know she's coming back to let me know that she's here. And our dog now that we have will look at their pictures and she'll kind of, you know, just stare at it. So I know that they're coming back to let us know they're with us. So they're always there. Even though they've passed and they've gone over the Rainbow Bridge, their spirit and their soul is always with you to let you know that they still love you and they're with you.
Love it. I've got some friends writing this here. Jethro, you know how I love to read your readers. I'm over here on the East Coast, and I love this reader. This woman is not only fun, but I think she's a little like me. Sometimes I have days where things get done. Some days they don't. Debbie, I'm being told by the angels you're just one of those good people, and you're very golden. I'm very happy to listen to you, your new friend over here in Rhode Island. We love it. Thank you, Clontville listeners. We love it, and I'm glad you love Debbie as much as we do. You know, Debbie's one of us, and she's just a good person. We're going to grab those phones. I know you guys are pushing. Jethro, you're not going to get any pizza if I don't get to hear you today. I will try to get you in. I can't promise everything. They always blackmail me with food. They know what I love. We do have a couple of people I want to go through. Ted Knight, you have won the Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. You were the first person to email in, and we'll read your email here in a few minutes about what happened when my mom got mad at me. So we'll be doing that one here, and let's grab those phones. Let's go ahead and get some of those people in. Make sure you're going to psychicjethro.com. We want you to make sure you're getting those things in. We can only read you through the 516-453-6081. Me and Debbie are doing this on the vacation, and I don't have anyone in the room, but that's coming. And so hang on. We love all of you. We're going to grab you. You've been so patient and waiting with us. 951, are you ready to have some fun with Psychics Gone Wild?
Sure.
And we just need a real quick thing. If you'll give us your name and permission on what subject you want, Debbie will do an angel reading and I will do a metaphysical and we'll go wild with you.
Cool. Hey, it's Nathaniel calling. And I'm looking to move. I'm looking to either rent a place or rent somewhere. I wanted to see what the angels are saying.
I'll let ladies go first here. Nathaniel, it's good to hear your voice. We love you and we know you're one of our wild ones.
Okay, so what the angels are saying that you're looking to move and you're interested, they're telling you you're going to have to compromise. So it could be compromising on where you move to. There may be things that you're wanting you're not going to get, but if you want to move, you're going to have to compromise one way or the other. It's not necessarily what we all like to hear, but unfortunately that's what's coming through with that. They're also saying that there's no need to worry, that even though you have to compromise, with no need to worry, you're going to be happy with the move and that there, you know, you should be able to move without any problem.
Hmm. So do you think I'll be living by myself in an apartment, or do you think I'll be renting a room?
That one I'm not sure of. Let's see. To me, I'm thinking it's probably going to be by yourself is what I'm feeling, and an apartment. Now, free will can change that, but right now what I'm getting and what I'm feeling is that it's going to be you by yourself in an apartment.
I agree with you, Debbie, and I feel that, Nathaniel. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you said that's probably, that word probably.
That's probably going to be better. I'm thinking of renting rooms with people, although they have free internet and this or that. You're always subject to their moods and, I was renting a room and they wanted me to move all my stuff out of the refrigerator and you know, I'd sit on the couch and pull up a chair and stuff. So I don't know, so I'm not sure. I'm vulnerable to their moods and, I really can't have a quiet space to myself.
I love the angels, and they said
yeah.
that, and that's why I'm glad you did that, because they told us that's why me and Debbie are feeling for the higher spiritual, that is the answer. Sometimes, like she was, and I love what she said, free will, because the guy said if you choose the other, you can also make sure that you're getting things that are worked out for you so that you are able to have that time and space. I did see you need some time to really get your things going. You've got a couple projects, and Nathaniel, I love you. We're at that point where we have to run to the next person and welcome them up, definitely contact us and, you know, put in for this stuff. We'd like you to win, and maybe you can come at the circle and see Debbie in wild action with all of her cards.
How do you win that? Do you put to an email? I don't know how to do that.
Yes. I need you to go to psychicjethro.com, put in your information, and we're going to pick a winner here for the Friday Night Psychic Circle, and then we'd send you a WebEx.
So psychicjethro.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling, Nathaniel. We love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We are getting wilder. We got people going off the map. They go, Jethro, you've got a wild reader, and I want to talk to her. That's what I got. Okay, calm down, Katie. We know that you're wild, and we know that you're over there, and you're working really hard in Nebraska. You have been working with three people and want to know from you three psychics, why is it every time I get around Taurus men, I start getting nervous? I don't want to be with them that way, but I do have something about Taurus men come into my life, and then things change. It's happening again, Jethro. Here's your friend Katie over here, and I've got to talk to that angel girl right now. What do you think? What we can help you real quick here as we're reading out the email, then we're going to go to one more email before we go back, and we've got more phone. What do you feel here? Debbie, do you think these Taurus men are doing something to her, or is it her?
It's probably the Taurus men. The angels are telling you to let go. You know, anytime you run into a Taurus man, it's basically just turn around and let go. Don't bother with them. And some of that, I have to admit, is coming from personal experience with one. But so... Sorry about that. But, Taurus men can be, there are probably definitely Taurus men out there that are fine. But if you're getting that feeling with all of these Taurus men, then that's like the angels are saying, let go, stay away, go find another gentleman that is not Taurus. Stay away.
Very much there. And I want you guys to remember to go to psychicjethro.com as you guys are going in. And we've got a lot of ones going. We're going to get to as many as we can today. For you, Carrie, you know that I've sent you one. You won a beautiful necklace, and we'll be sending that out to you on the address. We always keep that confidential, but I will be sending it to you, Carrie, K-R-Y, and you should have already received your email. Do give me a couple of days, as we've got obviously the holidays and things. I've had people get a little apprehensive. We also have that, right now with shelter in place, so we're sending out things that are making it safe. So when you get them, make sure it goes right to the post office. And then I have been encouraging people who receive things to make sure that, they give me that time. So we're going through. We've got some other ones writing. We're going to go back here a little bit with our gentleman that was talking about making mom mad. I have had the wildest time with my psychic mother. For years, we've had these off and on things. Sometimes I get uptight. Sometimes I get there. But my mom is working with my children now to convince me to let it go. Oh, wow. You are psychic, Debbie. That's the word today. I have been working on this for years. You see, the problem is my ex-wife is completely fickle. I'm not trying to be mean, but the woman has done some really silly things with finances and other things. We have agreed for the kids' sake to get along. I have been telling my children that they should encourage their mother different beliefs. My mom said that it's good that I go to her. Don't do that and make the kids go to the horse's mouth. So I'm asking you. Now, you do know and do realize my mom has been gone for over 12 years. So help me, you psychics, get mom happy so I quit having problems in my house. Okay, Debbie, we got a big one here. What do you say for him to do with those angels to get mom happy?
I think he needs to follow his mom's advice and to talk to her himself instead of sending the kids to talk to their mom, because it'd be more impactful coming from him. There could be, the card is telling me, yes, you need to do that yourself. You need to go talk to your wife or your ex-wife in order to, let the kids do that. The kids, if they have the ability and their grandmother is talking to them, that is awesome. And I would highly, highly recommend you nurture that because that is something very, very special.
Love it. Got another one here real quick. We've got Jethro. This is in Canada, and I want to ask you a question. We have written to you before, and I don't know if you remember me, but in 2007, you were on a psychic line. I called you late at night, and we laughed so hard because you were telling me to marry the man I had just thrown out of my house. I do laugh when I heard you later talk today about Taurus men. Your psychic is accurate. She goes, I have been married to this man ever since 2009 and just celebrated an anniversary with him. They're not easy, but tell that girl they're worth it if one of them is a lover, because they're in for the long haul. When you read me that night, the biggest joke was you told me to keep him, and I told you you were full of it and hung up. I've always wanted to tease you. We'll be booking a reading later with you, Jethro. It's been a couple of years. I love you, Leslie. I do remember you, and you're one of my special people, and thank you for writing us. You know, it happens as it happens, and that's where we work with the energy. With my drowning experience, I do feel things, as we've had with this experience with Debbie, with the natural gift. We're born with it. We got more phone calls than we know what to do with. We're going to grab a couple of them now. I hope you can hear me. Skype caller, we've got you on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hi, Jethro. Taking time talking to you. It's so much fun. And so,
thank you.
Melissa, I love that to the energy. So my question is, I've never been, but I'm in my late 30s. So I'm just wondering, in the nearby future, if you see any marriage for me.
Okay, Melissa. I need your date of birth, and I'm going to have
curious.
Debbie. Can you tell me your date of birth?
77.
I need that for the map. Oh, happy belated birthday there. Debbie's going to pull you a card, and I want to take just a minute here while I do a little bit of energy, okay? So she's going to read the card, and I'm going to focus on you.
Okay, so I want to make sure I heard correctly because it wasn't quite clear. She's wanting to know if she's going to be getting married.
Is it in her life?
Yes, you see in the future.
In the future, okay. So, the card I'm getting says yes. So in the future, it says you will be getting married. Now, I don't know if you are dating someone now or not that you're thinking about, or is this just something you're hoping is going to happen down the road?
I don't know that answer right now. I met someone, but
okay.
Not clear. I don't want to say nothing right now. I want to be surprised.
Okay. Well, the first card that I got was yes, that you will be getting married. The next one I got for you is in the near future. So, but then you have to remember the near future is on angel time. So the near future for angels can be 6 months to a year. It works differently for us because they don't work on linear time. So they're saying in the near future. So I would say could be sometime the middle of next year you may know for sure if you're going to be getting married.
I agree with you, and I love it. Yes, and there is someone coming. I'm sorry, we both laughed with your Cancer personality because you're like, I want to be surprised. They said you will be, Melissa, because things are working with it. They wanted this longer wait for you because when it marries, it's a one-time deal, girl. This is going to be the person. I did see you have a couple of people that are being brought into your line of coming into the future. I did feel that there's a really strong person that's there, and they said it, and I fill it out a little bit, and then as you guys get stronger, by the time you're 32, they said this one will be true. So I feel that's what it is, and we love you, Melissa. Thank you for calling. Are you putting in the psychicjethro.com? I want you to see if you win the contest. We got her wild. She took off. I think we scared that one. We're going to go right into grab some more. I'm kidding, Melissa. It's the Skype. And sometimes it goes with us, sometimes it don't. I got a 917. You just got psyches gone wild. How are you doing, 917?
Hi, Jethro. This is Ellen.
Hey, Ellen. Long time no talkie. How you been?
Terrific. I'm surprised you remember me.
a lot of years of it. I love you guys. You know, we did this for almost over 9 years, and I just love you guys. Ellen, have you got a question that you want me and our wild Debbie to handle?
Yeah, I'm thinking of taking a vacation, and the guides know where I'm thinking of going, and I'm thinking of doing it in mid-July. What do the angels have to say about that?
Right.
Well, let's see what the angels have to say about that.
She's dealing those cards like poker. Do you hear her? No, I'm teasing her. She's getting wild, and we haven't even got drinks or anything out there in this bar. What's going on? No, I'm kidding.
They're telling you to reconsider.
Oh.
Okay. So to reconsider, and I think probably it's reconsider because the way things are with, you know, what's going on in the world right now, it doesn't mean no. It's just saying reconsider. So you might want to, you know, do a little more thinking on that before you actually make your plans. And since I don't know where you want to go, it's going to depend if that could be like a someplace volatile or could be, you know, someplace that has more, and of course, here again, I lose my words, someplace that might be more susceptible to having viruses or something. So it's not telling you not to. They're just telling you to reconsider. And to reconsider and to take action. So putting those together is kind of controversial or kind of, you know, take action and reconsider. But when you reconsider, taking action means you're either going to go ahead and go or you're not going to go. So you want to weigh your options. But they're definitely, definitely wanting you to reconsider because there is concern out there.
A little later.
Yeah.
That's what they said,
well,
yes, and I agree.
Okay. Well, thank you so
much. I love
much.
You. It's too bad. Are you coming out to visit us? We'll see you from afar. I want to someday come out into wild California. I want to meet you for the person. I want you're just a sweet person, and I wish you the best.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Blessings to you. We're going to grab those things. We're down. We're at the last of this game, and we are going wild, and we have a winner of the wild one today, and that's Debbie Paul. She is completely wild. So we have to grab those votes. I had the best time, Jethro. I listened in here. I'm over in Japan. I was your first international winner, and I want you to know I didn't put in my address, but I'm going to be sending you a present. Thank you, Bridget. I love you so much. You guys are so much fun. Bridget was one of our students who had went over, and we advised her back then. She said, it's doing well in Japan. I think that your angel reader is good. I will send out some information, hopefully on Facebook. Can I catch her? Yes. You guys go on to Facebook, Psychic Jethro Tin. Connect with me. You'll find Debbie Paul there. I've got some phenomenal people. We got Ann Sabian coming up this month, and you guys are going to see a new Fame of Wild. I will be doing that as an adult show because there will be some words that maybe scare children, but they're a good one. Be ready to come play with us. We love you and we're having fun. Debbie, I want to thank you once again. We're going to go ahead and call out a few of those winners. We have a Friday Night Psychic Circle invitee that's supposed to be getting a free one that comes in there, and so I'm looking at it. And we have Alex Mulvey from Maryland is one. The Friday Night Psychics come to the Psychic Circle. And Alex, you're one of our steady winners. The other winner that we've got is Annette Stevens. Now, there's a name. Those of you know, Annette is our number one champion, winner of Psychics Gone Wild. And we have sent her through the years some fun things. And she's one of our tarot readers who uses our show to come in when she needs a break from her hard day. So Annette and I'm tongue-tied here. Alex, you will be getting that email that sends you to Psychic Circle Friday night with Psychic Jethro and the Wild Goo. You're going to get to see Debbie. You're going to get to hear her. She is live on that WebEx, one of our best angel readers, plus just reader. I've got one more to go on here. I have down Tina Macetina. I'm going to use that. Just tell me, you're over in Cincinnati. You have won the Amethyst necklace, and we've also got an individual here that has got it. And Sarah Bruno, you have won the pitcher Jasper. So those of you listening in, tune in again. Debbie will be back. Debbie, will you come back?
Yes, I will. This has been fun, and I'm totally honored that you have asked me to be on this show. So, yes, I would most definitely love to be back.
We love to have her back. Those of you tuning in right now as you go on the show, I'm going to be working with Debbie. She's going to send me her information on how to get contact or email or, you know, her website, things we got on there. We just did this because you asked me yesterday, and I said, I'd see what I could do. I'm glad we helped you with your mom and the angel side. And I want to thank all of the positive you guys. Yes, Debbie will be back, and we'll work out where you can contact. Those of you who are sending into the email, and remember, stay wild. It is the way to be. Love you.